The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Oh, here we go. Let's for a go. Friday. It's going to be an absolute cracker today. I can just feel it. The sunny weather is back. But, geez, you were chilly this morning, wasn't it?
Oh, so, so cold. It's getting colder as well.
Yeah, definitely.
I reckon when the sun's out, this sounds silly, but the mornings are colder.
Well, yeah, absolutely, because you've got clear skies, so there's no cloud to keep the heat in. That's just fact.
Oh, so I'm not being silly?
No, it's just...
Oh, it just feels colder, doesn't it? So chilly.
Stating science, so that's all good. What'd you get up to yesterday? Jones' brother's still in town. Your brother's still here from...
Yeah, from Perth. Yeah, he's still here. He flies out this afternoon. We did an escape room yesterday. That was cool.
That is fun.
Yeah.
In the city, isn't it?
Yeah, there was one...
upstairs situation.
Yeah. In town. It was called like Escape Reality or something like that. Yeah, nice. really good time, hey.
It was, who's the better, I guess, problem solver out of the two of you? Because it's all about like answering riddles and looking
definitely
in the
box. My brother, hey.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
he
he's definitely
it.
Into this kind of stuff. And he's done more escape rooms. He's played like a lot of like problem solving type video games and stuff. He kind of knows what to look for.
Yeah, nice.
I'm kind of fumbling around blind. But. Yeah. We both enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah,
so.
That's good.
There you
good
go.
Day. Excellent stuff. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. It's Friday. Yay.
Yeah, come on.
Feel good Friday. Jess, are you working this weekend or have you got it off?
No, I've got it off.
Smooth.
Happy days.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. So everyone's ready to go for a great Friday show as we get into it. You're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5
with Jess.
This weekend, Jess, tributes, I guess, set up for the community rugby league teams as the Aberglasslyn Ants return to the field.
Yeah, so back on June 17, one of the club's men's tackle players sadly died during an on-field incident. Horrible story. But the Aberglasslyn Ants this weekend, they are going back to the field. They've been off since it all happened. They posted on their Facebook page yesterday. They have decided to retire their C-grade men's team for the rest of the season. But the rest of the teams will continue for the remainder of the season and they'll be playing tomorrow at home at McKeachie's. The D-grade men's team are taking on Raymond Terrace and Ladies League Tag. They're also playing Raymond Terrace and the women's tackle side will go up against Karua. And as you said, lots of tributes. There'll be a minute's silence observed before each of the games to remember the Ants player that was sadly lost. So sure to be a sombre feeling tomorrow, I would imagine.
No doubt. And also the Hunter has gotten behind a Cameron Park family who sadly lost all their stuff in a house fire on Monday night.
Yeah, so we were reporting on this back on Tuesday. Fire crews were called out to McKendry Drive at about 6:30 on Monday night. A dryer in the family's garage caught light. Sadly, firefighters did the best they could, but the house was destroyed. The family lost all of their belongings. Thankfully, they all got out okay, mum, dad, and the kids. A family friend has set up a GoFundMe page to try and raise some money to help them get back on their feet. It's raised about $6,500 so far, which is awesome. Certainly, the Hunter getting behind another family who really needs the help right now.
No doubt. Well, good information out there for, you know, I guess people, if they're wanting to donate, there's a great portal for that available. Of course, a full news update again at 5:30 with Jess as you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM.
Enjoy a fun-filled day of frosty activities at Hunter Valley Gardens, no time in the garden. June 24 to July 23. Get your tickets now at huntervalleygardens.com.au or test drive Snowtime in the Garden with the Novos. 105.3 New FM.
I'll tell you who's going to be enjoying the fun-filled day of frosty activities. This guy!
Yeah, I know. One more sleep. You're like a kid at Christmas. The last little thing on your advent calendar.
Yeah, I'll be pulling that out, ready to go. You know, I'll be snowball fighting. I'll be doing snow angels. Nothing better, really.
Tobogganing as well.
Oh, I'll be straight down the toboggan hill. Give us a go. Get out of the way, kid. You've already had a go. All that sort of
stuff.
I'm
sure you get someone to give you a nice big push as well, because, of course...
No doubt.
We are test driving it tomorrow from 10 o'clock. And, of course, if you want to get yourself a family pass, still chances throughout the show. So we're recruiting Novocastrian families. Just get involved in the show, 4967 4105. Or, of course, you can get your tickets at huntervalleygardens.com.au because it's going right through to July 23rd. So plenty of time to get your snow time fun in.
Exactly. It's unmissable, some would say. You're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo, UFM.
Crevo, how would you feel about getting a couple years younger?
Oh, I'd be all about it.
You'd be all about it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Getting on now. You wouldn't mind getting a few years back of this youth?
Yeah. So I'm 36 now. I'd love to go back to 34.
Oh, they were the golden days.
Absolutely. Back in the day.
This has happened for a couple of residents in South Korea. So overnight, basically, residents of South Korea become either a year or 2 years younger, depending on when they were born, as the country, I guess, changes their traditional way of calculating age to come and match the I guess, universal way for the rest of the world. So under their previous system, country citizens are deemed to be a year old when they are born.
Interesting. And so, they're counting the time in the womb. Yeah.
Bang, you're a year old.
Right.
A year is then added every 1st of January. So if you're born like 11:59 on like the 31st of December, a minute later, you become add another year to your age. You become two after you've been a minute in this world.
Some people, like in high school, they're loving it come 18. Like, they're 18.
True,
all their mates are 16. You're like, Stephen's going to the butler. Yeah, he is.
That's true.
Where
yeah,
you
yeah.
go? Got the 18 plus card. Here we go.
But yeah, so now they've changed that to, I guess, match the what is more universally accepted, which is how we calculate age, you know? So you zero when you come out the womb, and then you just get a year every time that anniversary comes around, 365 days.
Yeah, when your birthday comes around.
Now, they've said, of course, that they reckon this is to avoid confusion and to help bring them in line with the rest of the world, etc., etc. But I think I've found the real reason why this has happened, right?
Okay.
Because a quote from their Minister of Government legislation, right, goes like this. I was about to turn 30 next year, but now I have some more time earned and I love it. So he's dropped himself back to 3. Having a bit of a midlife crisis.
Yeah,
he's gone, oh, I'm about to turn the big 3-0. This is no good.
We'll do that. We'll change the whole laws for the whole country.
Back to 27, so he gets a couple more years in his 20s.
Maybe his like missus is pressuring him to have kids and stuff. So he's like, oh, I'm not 30 yet. You've still got a couple of years. Nothing to worry about. Let's pump the brakes on this whole situation.
There's got to be something like that in there.
Definitely.
1, 2, 3. On UFM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
Let's do it, Crevo. Let's launch you into your weekend. Feel Good Friday. And, of course, we're starting it with three of a kind. If you're new to the show,
welcome.
Welcome. Yeah, of course. This is a fun game we like to play every morning to get you up and about. And basically what it is we give you, like, three items, and all you got to do is pick the linking theme between said items. If you do it quicker than your opponent, you're in for a buttload of prizes, really.
That's right. Here we go. First of all, you're going to get yourself a Maniac's Axe Throwing gift voucher. This is Newcastle's home of axe throwing, craft beer and Viking cocktails and good times.
Come on.
And so you could win that gift voucher. Use it this weekend.
And it would be something fun to do over the weekend.
I did it earlier in the week. Yeah, how good was it?
It's just nice. It's nice to do something different. Something, you know, that you haven't tried before. And you can have, like it says there, a few little drinks. Whatever your poison is, you know, whether it's beer, whether it's cocktails, whatever. You can have a couple, cheeky couple.
And then enjoy a bit of axe throwing.
Get out the stress of the week.
That's right. Plus, we've also got a family pass to Hunter Valley Gardens, Snowtime in the Gardens, the Novos test drive tomorrow, up for grabs for our best callers on air today. So, your chance at a double voucher win, all activities sorted for the whole weekend.
No, I'm going to put a big George Costanza foot down. You can't double dip.
Well, you can in this situation.
Well, you can in this situation. 4967405. Two Nova Castrians on the air to play three of a kind next.
New FM.
Now, Beanies for Brain Cancer Round, is underway. Obviously, such an important round, especially here in Newcastle. Touches a lot of people's hearts. So we'll get Knights legend Billy Peden on the show up next. Now, though, Crevo, let's launch people into their weekend.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
This, it most certainly is. Time to give away free stuff right before your weekend starts. How good's this?
That's right. So we've got a pass to Maniac's Axe Throwing. It's a gift voucher. It's Newcastle's home of axe throwing, craft beer and Viking cocktails. Good times.
How good.
Also, you're in the draw for our family pass to the Hunter Valley Gardens Snowtime in the Gardens Novo's test drive tomorrow.
All you got to do to win, you know, get your hands, your mitts, your greasy mitts on these prizes is, of course, compete in UFM's Three of a Kind. If you're new to the show, welcome. How this game works, we have like three items we give you. They're all linked by one theme.
That's right.
If you can pick the theme quicker than your opponent, that's as easy as you get. Those prizes.
Yeah, so your name is your buzzer, and it's first to two, best of three. That's all the terms and conditions, if you will.
Now, should we meet our brave warriors this morning?
Here we go.
All right, let's head Nui first. Marla on the line. Hey, Marla.
Hi.
How are you feeling this morning? Looking forward to your weekend?
Yeah, I'm feeling good this morning. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I've got a big weekend of work.
Oh, well.
That doesn't sound that good.
That's a downer, isn't it?
That's all right.
We can do is we can try and make you feel a little bit better with, of course, some prizes this morning, but try to rip those prizes from your hands. Take them into his own possession, I suppose, is Michael from Maryland. Morning, Michael.
How you going, guys?
Very well, mate. How's yourself?
Yeah, can't complain. It's a bit fresh this morning, but looking forward to the weekend.
Mate, honestly, I think it's the coldest this morning that it's been all week.
Yeah, absolutely, I think we're freezing. On that. Is somebody driving an excavator right now? I feel like I hear reversing.
I'm in the passenger seat. The guy that was driving, he just opened the car door with the keys in.
What a fool.
Yeah, anyway, that's all right. Here we go.
Well, let's get into this. Let's test the technology, of course, first. So your name is your buzzer. Marla, let's test your buzzer first.
Marla.
Lovely. Michael, you're next?
Michael.
Yep, easy as. Well, we understand it. Let's go. Let's get straight into this. Best of luck to both our contestants. Your first category: Candy Crush, Fruit Ninja, Subway Surfer.
Michael.
Oh, yeah. Michael, you're a quicker, mate.
Mobile phone app.
Marla.
Yeah, mobile phone apps is correct. Well done, Michael. All right.
Marla, you got to say your name as your buzzer. Nice and quick next time, all right? Here we go. Next one.
All right. Next one. Nong Shim, Indomie, Maggie.
Marla.
Marla quicker, I think.
Definitely. Go, Marla. What is it?
Girls'
name? Girls' names, not what we're looking for. Have you got a guess, Michael?
Sounds like noodles, I think.
Yeah,
correct, mate.
Right.
2 minute noodles, correct. On the money, congratulations, mate. Off the Maniac's axe throwing. You're going to enjoy that this weekend. Plus, both our contestants in the draw for the Novo's test drive of Snowtime in the Gardens tomorrow.
How's Marla's guess, by the way? Girls' names. Ever met a girl called Indomie?
That's a cool name.
Yeah, I guess.
I rate it.
Maggie, definitely.
Yeah.
Indomie's a little on the unusual side, though. Hey, takes all types, though, right?
It's early. Give her a break. It's just gone 6 o'clock.
Here on UFM.
Beanies for Brain Cancer round started last night, obviously. Such a big, momentous, I guess, occasion. Especially tied here in Newcastle with Mark Hughes being the founder and a Newcastle legend. We're joined by another Newcastle legend this morning who's doing his bit for the round as well. Billy Peden's on the line. Morning, mate. How are you?
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. And what you're doing is so brilliant for the community. We really appreciate it. So thank you, first of all.
Well, thank you, but whether thank you or you're just mad is probably the question. You know, like walking to Sydney is not the most fun thing to do, but you know, it gets the word out there and a bit of sort of publicity for the round and hopefully some better outcomes for patients down the track.
Well, yeah, you beat us to the lead there, but you're right. You're doing like a big three trek, walking from Newcastle all the way through to Sydney, through to Manly, I think, right? Brookvale, head of the game on Sunday. Have you done some prep for this? Like,
just walking around the block a bit or what?
Yeah, I think some people, that's all they do. They have a quick walk around the block and say that's going to do them, you know. But it is a little bit more hardcore. This is the fourth time I'll have done it. So I'm hoping that a bit of muscle memory will get me through. But, you know, we've raised, I think, a tick over $200,000 at this stage to get some awareness out there and sort of get some more research and some funding for brain cancer nurses that give people suffering brain cancer a bit more hope for survival and some better outcomes. The at the moment, survival rates aren't where they should be, and the expenditure from the government in that sort of area could be much better, and hopefully that awareness will get it out there.
Yeah, and hopefully the money you're raising as well makes your sore feet, you know, all the worthwhile, I suppose. Now, I've heard some people, you know, go to some extreme lengths to avoid tolls on their way to Sydney. You're walking all the way to Manly.
Yeah, they say that's what you have cars for, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'd be driving it personally. But yeah, hey, different strokes for different folks.
There was a lady last year named Cassandra Bennett who walked with an active brain tumour and
wow.
Did an amazing job, raised a lot of money for the foundation and awareness and... but unfortunately, a couple of weeks ago, Cass lost her battle with brain cancer. Oh,
so sorry, yeah.
So
there's a real personal note for people that are on the walk this year. You know, we're really doing it for Cass and just for hopefully families not to have to go through what Cass's family's going through now, and to give people with brain cancer that little bit of hope.
You're right. It does make the bloody feet and the blisters pale in insignificance, you know. And you did mention that she walked with you last year. How do people get involved? How can they, I guess, maybe walk with you next year? Where can they donate? What's the best place to get involved with this cause?
Well, I think the best thing you can do is, first and foremost, is buy a beanie for Beanie Round. And,
yep.
And secondly, if you wanted to donate to the cause, you could jump onto the Mark Hughes website and there'll be a link there for the Big Three trek to Sydney. We're walking to Four Pines Park in Brookvale. So if you jump on there, I think you can get beanies at selected IGAs and Lowe's throughout the country and get
online,
your beanie
on
and support the round.
Look, thank you so much for coming on and for the work that you're doing and the walk that you're doing, because, you know, so many people are appreciative of this, and hopefully we can raise as much money as possible this year.
Yeah, well, it's been tremendous. You know, people are so generous. Times aren't as easy as they have been previously, and people still get in and tip in and buy beanies and donate money. So a big thank you to the community for that. And, hopefully we can get some better outcomes in the future.
All the best, mate. Good luck with the walk. And you're doing great work. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, boys. Pleasure.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
Yeah, we are feeling good, Crevo, because today,
yes,
the trivia check, $950 up for grabs. Going into the weekend.
Oh, my God.
Don't mind if I do.
Imagine getting that, like, sweet stack of bills and you just slip it into your wallet, $950.
You'd have to put some leave in from work, wouldn't you? And just go on a holiday or something. Treat yourself. $950.
Sorry, I'm not feeling well next week.
That's it.
What, yeah. In advance? Yes.
Oh,
listen
dear.
To him coughing.
Wow, there's a bit of coughing going around in the studio.
Oh, I'm not feeling so well. Yeah, because you've got $950 in your pocket. You're going to spend it up.
That's a big weekend away, isn't it? A massive weekend away.
Definitely. So that's all to come after 7. Up next, I've recently joined this local Facebook gossip group, right? I love going around to all the different suburbs and pretending I live there.
Yeah,
I always click live, yes, I live there, and then you join their
local... Put in a fake address or something like that.
No, you just put... Yeah, I do live in Cameron Park in this situation, right? And there's something so juicy that's popped up on there involving this person who spotted their neighbour always in the nude.
Ah, right, okay.
So I'll give you the full details, the scoop on the Cameron Park Gossip Group up next as you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo, New FM. And Stephen, something, like I said before, just before the songs, I've recently started joining Facebook community gossip groups around Newcastle because there's so many, like, interesting little tidbits that come up along the way.
And you've come in as, like, an imposter. You don't live in this area that the group's, you know, targeted towards.
No, but it's easy.
Snuck in.
It's easy to get through. Here's a tip. It's easy to get through their snares and traps because all you do, it's simple. They go, do you live in Cameron Park? And you just type yes. And then they just let you in. They don't check your driver's license or anything.
No. I've had some, like, groups ask for your address, but, or, like, what street you live on.
Yeah, you just pick a street if you do.
Yeah, right.
Just go on Google Maps, Cameron Park. Like, there's a Tom Street. Done.
Yeah,
I live
right.
on Tom Street. It's not hard to get through these traps and stuff.
Yeah,
anyway,
okay.
Here's this post that's been put up. Fun fact,
Here we go.
We live in suburbia. Our houses are almost touching and it's not flat. Some of our houses are taller, in capital letters, than others, and some can see into each other's backyards.
Right, okay.
Did you know that you can see, if you can see your neighbour's windows, they can probably see out of them to you? Windows are traditionally made of a see-through substance called glass.
Oh, here we go.
Bit of a wind-up.
Bit of attitude here, yeah.
You know that your neighbours don't want to see what your neighbours don't want to see when they peer out the window in the morning? Question mark. Your middle-aged, pantless body and your flaccid penis sagging around your backyard. Especially, all in capitals, not when their six-year-old is sitting next to you getting ready for school. This is the sixth time who's counting, by the way, that I've unpleasantly been greeted by a similar sight, and next time I'll be knocking on your door and naming and shaming because, yes, I've figured out what your name is.
Oh, some people. So entitled. Why do it on a public forum, and why have so much attitude? If you've got a problem, maybe it's a discussion you can have with your neighbour, but the most you can do is ask your neighbour politely to stop. You can't demand they stop.
Here's the thing, though. You can be nude on your own land, right?
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. You can politely ask them, hey, maybe think about covering up when you go out. I've got a young family. We don't really want to be seen. You can ask politely. But at the end of the day, you can't demand they do this. It's your house. You can do whatever you want in it.
I would have thought so. But I guess some people don't think that's the case. And not actually living in Cameron Park, maybe. Does everyone's, like, house look onto each other's backyard or something? I don't know. Is that a big issue?
Yeah, I don't know. And that's the thing as well. It's hard to say what you do in the situation, not being in the situation. Maybe if I was that neighbour, you would, like, if you did see it every day,
maybe you'd knock on their door or something. I don't know. You'd be scared what you'd be greeted with, though.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, if they're happy to do it out in the backyard, who knows how they'll answer the door.
That's the thing. But this is what we wanted to do here. 4967-4105. Are you allowed to be nude in your own backyard?
What's your gut feeling? My gut feeling is yes. In your own backyard, you're allowed.
I don't think I would. But I think you can.
That's a good point. That's a good way of putting it.
Like, in my bit of Mayfield, like, the neighbours are pretty close on each other. Yeah. I would definitely be seen. Like, guaranteed. If I was nuding out a couple of times a week, say, I would be seen definitely within the first week. Because there's, like, neighbour on one side, they love doing chores in the backyard. They're always doing stuff. The one at the back has a fairly good view of my backyard.
Yeah, okay.
Especially since they cut down one of the banana trees that was there. Like, it was a little bit blocking it. Now they've got a pretty strong view.
Well, how's this for a tip? If you don't want to see your neighbours naked in their backyard, don't look into their backyard.
Yeah, I don't know. 4967-4105. Do you think you can be nude in the backyard, or is it wrong, basically? A right or wrong situation?
Yeah, that's what we're asking. And, of course, for the best callers on air today, you can get yourself a family pass to our Snow Time in the Gardens. Hunter Valley Gardens, of course. Test drive tomorrow, Crevo, which is exciting. Very colourful language in that post, though.
I know, though.
Made of glass. Made of glass.
Yeah, I know, windows traditionally. If you're on the side of this person, or maybe you think they're wrong, we'd love to get your thoughts on air. 4967-4105.
Are you allowed to be naked in your own house, in your own backyard, or do you need to be considerate of your neighbours? That's basically what we're asking.
Yeah, we'll get your calls on the air next, New FM. And we're asking if it's basically all right to be naked in your own backyard after this one lady is blowing up on
blowing up deluxe on
the Cameron Park Community Facebook group saying, I don't want to see you out and about in your own backyard with your pants down all the time. Which, I don't know, seems like it's not something I would do, but it's your own land. Like, well, you bought that property.
That's what we both tend to think, but we thought we'd ask the people of Newcastle, I suppose, and you can always get in touch with us at @thenovos_ on Instagram, which Kylie's done, and she said, my house, I can do whatever I want with a few more explicits in there and
that
some curse words.
Out, right.
And yeah, I've kind of given it the producer edit little bit. But yeah,
the cleanup.
She's basically said, my house, my rules, in effect. But let's see if she's, you know, and you and I are in the majority. Let's head to the phones, 4967-4105. Robbie's in Charlestown. Morning, Robbie.
Good morning, boys.
How are you?
Oh, chipper and chirpy again.
Ready to go.
That's what we love to hear. Now, tell us, what do you think of this? Are you allowed to be nudie in your own house, in your own backyard?
28. Go for your life.
Yes. Do you ever do it?
I used to, when I was younger.
Yeah, right.
You... Not anymore?
Huh?
Not anymore?
No, not in this weather anyway.
No, that's true.
I mean, that you make a good point. In this weather, this guy's pretty brave to be out and about it, you know, in the freezing cold.
Be too much shrinkage for me, I think. Yeah.
And if the woman doesn't want to see, don't bloody look over the fence. She's obviously the one that's over the fence looking.
I'm a bit of a perv, eh?
Yeah, bloody is. You know, if she wants, hold up scorecards.
And you know what? We'll leave it right there. New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, if you want $950 this morning, it's so easy. Just answer one question correctly.
And who doesn't want $950?
Great question indeed.
Going to be one big weekend. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, now all you have to do is ring up now, 4967-4105. And answer one trivia question correctly. If you do that, you get the money. $950. The number once more, 4967-4105, New FM.
It's Feel Good Friday. Let's go.
And up next, we've got a bit of a chat on the air with...
Yasmin Clydesdale.
That's right.
One of the superstars of NRLW. They're in the midst of their preseason at the moment. A bit of an odd preseason, though, because she's just come off Origin. So
I know. And there was an emotional roller coaster in that as well, wasn't there?
I'm very much looking forward to this chat. Got Yasmin on the line next. Now, though...
Free cash.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Oh, here we go. $950 up for grabs. All you got to do is answer one trivia question correctly.
It doesn't get much easier than that,
nope,
does it? Really?
Nope. You got a 5-second timer you're up against. Let's meet our contestant for this morning.
We got Minna in Fern Bay. Morning.
Morning.
How are you feeling? Looking forward to your weekend?
Definitely.
Nice one. What have you got planned? What do you got on?
Heading up to Foster to catch up with my mum and sister.
Oh, there you go.
That's really nice. And if you've got $950 in the back pocket, there'd be a few extra things you could do, wouldn't there?
Definitely. We could go out for lunch and dinner.
Yeah, nice.
You wouldn't be cooking all weekend. Wouldn't be cooking. Nah. Treat yourself. Well,
let someone else do the dishes, right, Minna?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, let's try and get you that $950. Like Crevo said, you got one question, also got a 5-second timer. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, best of luck. Your question is this morning, what is a baby hedgehog called?
Not
the answer we were looking
unfortunately.
For,
unfortunately. No.
What is the answer? Hoglet. Baby hedgehog's called a hoglet. That's a bit of fun. Have you ever heard that before?
No, I've never heard of it.
Neither have I. But you know what? Enjoy your weekend. Sounds like it's going to be a nice family one. And have a great time up there. It's a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Let's, of course,
$975, that means for Monday.
Yep, it's all back.
Climbing rapidly. Same time, same place. Like we said, next week.
We've seen this kick before. It's all back.
Normally this time of year, Crevo, weather, it's kind of like rainy, dreary, really cold. Bit of sunshine out though at the moment, which has made conditions really tough for our NRLW stars who are in the midst of their preseason at the moment. I mean, one of the game's arguably biggest stars is Yasmin Clydesdale. We've got her on the line this morning. Morning, Yasmin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you are in the midst of preseason. How's it all going?
It's going really well. It's been a bit of a weird preseason for me with the Origin. So I kind of feel like I've only really had 3 out of 5 weeks with the girls. So I've done a lot of the fitness testing, but yeah, I haven't done most of the grueling stuff that they've had to do.
Oh, I dodged a bullet, hey?
A little bit.
Look, we've got to talk about this try that you scored with to win Origin. Wow. What did that feel like? Or win the game, rather?
I don't I don't know, because I actually knew I didn't ground it, so I got up a little bit disappointed with myself and off myself because I didn't understand why I dropped it, like I didn't know. And then when we were watching the replay over and over, I still didn't see Sinead kick the ball out.
Oh, right.
I just dropped this ball cold, and I was really disappointed in myself, so I got up and I think Izzy tried to consult me, and I just said, get away, like, I've lost this game.
Yeah.
Watching the replay, and yeah, my husband said, like, there's something better than a penalty try. So I was like, oh, well.
Well, that's it. It would have been such a bittersweet feeling as well. Surely three games next year, right? You got to think.
Yeah, I really hope so. I hope that with both teams winning one game each, that it actually sparks that conversation of we deserve the three games. It was a bittersweet feeling winning the second game, but not by enough points. So seeing the Queensland girls cheer after they'd lost the game.
Yeah, just felt, didn't seem right.
Real bittersweet, yeah.
And surely that conversation is already happening. If it's not, they just don't understand the situation.
Yeah, I agree. No, I totally agree. But I think it's kind of weird that, like, I'm happy that we both won one each so that the conversation is had so that next year we can make a change, hopefully.
Now, Yasmin, I don't want to hear any of this, like, oh, one game at a time type rubbish. You won two flags in a row. You're looking for a three-peat, aren't you?
I'm a very competitive person, so yeah, definitely play to win.
And of course, you know, we are running it back from last year, you know, champions of the league.
Of course.
But new faces come in and faces unfortunately leave. During pre-season, have you guys done anything off the track, I suppose, to kind of bond as a team?
Yeah, we've had like a couple of bonding sessions. So we've gone to Nelson Bay and we've done a bit of cultural sort of connecting to land.
Oh,
and then
nice.
We also, the girls, I actually didn't do it, but did a bit of a boot camp at Glendale.
Yeah, the dam out there, yeah.
Yeah. And then we also went to the Cambridge closing down. So we've had a bit of like a combination of
fitness and cultural.
And it sounds like you've missed all the hard stuff as well. So, I mean, best of luck for the rest of pre-season. And fingers crossed you can keep dodging all those grueling tasks, eh?
I know. I actually love it. I love that stuff too. I kind of get upset when I miss them. But it's been really good seeing all the girls, like, kind of from last year even step up to this year and take on new leadership roles, all the younger girls. So, yeah, it's really special to watch.
Oh, it's super exciting as well. And we'll be cheering you on all year. Best of luck for the rest of pre-season. And get him for the start of the year, hey?
Come on. You got this.
Thank you.
Enjoy a fun-filled day of frosty activities at Hunter Valley Gardens. No time in the garden.
June 24 to July 23.
Get your tickets now at huntervalleygardens.com.au or test drive Snowtime in the Garden with Anovos.
105.3 New FM.
Let's try that. How's that?
Cremo, Feel Good Friday, of course. You're looking for something fun, unique to do on the weekend. I don't normally get done in by the old targeted advertising on
Facebook.
This
one's got you, though.
This one's caught my eye. Mario Kart with live music at the last this Sunday. So
how does that work?
They've got a big screen up. Yeah. You're playing Mario Kart Wii. So, like, four players can play. Obviously, you sit in your chair, you play.
You got the steering wheels, all that stuff.
But while you're playing, they've got a live band there playing the soundtrack. So, like, all the brass, all the strings, everything there. Like, a full setup. And, like, it changes as the map changes, as you enter, like, your last lap. You get, like, the little, like, what's it called? The golden star or whatever. They play all that for you.
This
bit of fun.
That's so cool.
I've never heard of this before. I've never seen this before. I think a few drinks, you go with a couple mates, play some Mario Kart, get the live band there. You could almost go and just watch it. Almost don't have to play.
Yeah, awesome. How's that? Newcastle just coming up with new ideas, just knocking it out of the park.
Well, like I said, that's at the last this Sunday. It's like starts at 6 o'clock, I think, runs for a couple of hours.
Bit of fun.
Just something different.
Exactly. Up next, though, do you like figuring out if people are lying or not and also like meat? We have got the ultimate competition for you because we're playing Would I Lie to You up next. And we've got Singo's meat vouchers up for grabs to the value of, how's this because jackpotted, $100.
Oh, that's all right.
That's more than all right.
Few stags in that.
The Novos. The Novos. New FM. Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you?
All right, here is your chance at $100 worth of meat from Singo's Butchers. This is a voucher you can win.
A few nice steaks in that, isn't it?
Absolutely.
The barbecue this weekend would be unreal. I don't know what the weather's meant to be doing this weekend.
It's pretty good, actually.
There you go. Perfect for a barbecue. And, of course, they'll look after you. $100 worth of meat up for grabs. Like Crevo said, well, get a plate. Would I lie to you?
Now, this is very simple. All you need to do is figure out which one of us, is it Stephen or myself, who is telling the truth. We both pretend we've got an item in the studio.
Yep.
We'll describe it, tell you a bit about it, and you just got to go figure out, oh, is it Stephen who's got the real thing or is it Crevo? Who's telling the truth here? So we need one contestant on the line. 4967-4105. If you want to win $100 worth of meat from Singo's Butchers for the
Chuck
weekend.
Chuck your detective hat on.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a bit of fun.
4967-4105. That $100 Singo's meat voucher could be all yours. Just give us a call now and play Would I Lie to You up next. New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
New FM.
Would I lie to you, baby?
Would I lie to you? Yeah, this is your chance to win $100 worth of free meat. Thanks to our mates at Singo's, of course. Lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. $100 worth of meat up for grabs, like we said. All you got to do is today you're a bit of a sniffer dog. You got to put on your detective hat and you got to weed out the rat.
Yeah.
Figure out which one of us is lying. So how this is going to work, me and Crevo both have an item in front of us. An item's in, you know, the old 66.99, inverted commas.
Yeah.
Because only one of us is telling the truth. Your job is, you know, through your detective skills, asking questions, deliberating. You got to figure out which one of us is lying. If you can do that, you get yourself the $100 worth of free meat.
That's right. So one of us has a real item. You need to identify who is telling the truth.
Correct.
Here we go. Let's meet Karen in Wall's End. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you, guys. How are you going?
Very well.
Very well.
Now tell us, are you normally pretty good at picking out when somebody's lying to you?
Well, I have three children, so I'm pretty onto them.
You know what? I think that that qualifies you well.
That scares Crevo as well, because he's a big child. So you'll have the same qualities.
Oh,
you're living in his head rent-free already. All right, so Crevo and I both have an item in front of us. We'll give you a quick description. We'll give you a chance to ask some questions as well, Karen, and then we'll need an answer from you on who is telling the truth. All good?
All right. Yep, all good.
All right, Crevo, you going first or am I going first?
You're going first, Stephen.
All right, I'll go first. Karen, this morning I've brought in pride and joy of mine, one of my most treasured items. And if you go back to, like, the early 2000s, it was all the rage. Brought in one of my favourite tech decks from back in the day. So it's a World Industries, like, branded tech deck, I suppose. It's, like, on the front, obviously, or on the top, sorry, is, like, your standard, like, black adhesive, abrasive paper, right? With just the tech deck logo on it. Underneath, though, this is where it gets a bit flashy. It's red. It's got this little, like, fire ember type mascot guy. He's got like big white gloves, he's giving thumbs up, and he's on a skateboard as well, and then the words World Industry are under that. So one of my most prized possessions. Had a flogging as a child, you know, it got used a lot, but still to this day I still find a lot of joy in the tech deck.
Okay, so that's Stephen's description, and I'll just get you to keep this in mind while I describe my item, Karen. Early 2000s, yeah. Stephen would have been what, 2 years old or something?
Oh, come on. It depends how early you're talking.
Okay, just keep that in
mind.
This
is ridiculous.
All right, so what I've got, Karen, is it's a Belkin wireless charger. Now, these are like the little white ones that you put your phone on and it just instantly charges. Samsung, Apple, doesn't matter. It says on the back here, designed in California, made in China, or assembled in China. Classic. They're trying to get that American-made feel without the high cost. It's white, sort of disc-shaped. And here, if I can just sort of tap both sides. So the underside's more plasticky. Have a listen. And then the other side, a little bit more like rubbery. Ready? Have a listen to this.
Sounds the same.
All right, and then unplug it and plug it so you can hear it happening. That's pretty quiet, isn't it? There you go, plugging back in. The Belkin wireless charger, I brought it in here because I thought, you know what, easier to just chuck my phone on charge now and again throughout the show if you don't have to plug it in. Sounds annoying. So there you go, there is my item. First of all, do you have any questions for Stephen and his so-called tech deck?
I have, yes. Can I hear you playing with your tech deck?
What, you just want me to, like, give it a little roll across the table? Is that what you want?
A little roll and a couple of little ollie jumps.
Oh, I'm not very good at the old ollies, but here, I'll try and pull the microphone down. You won't be able to hear me, but hopefully you'll be able to hear the roll. You ready?
Here we go.
All right. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just clearing room on the desk because I've made a mess here. All right, here you go. Is that coming through? Can you hear that?
I can hear that. That's coming through very clearly.
Okay.
That's me just having a little play with me tech deck.
All right, there's Stephen. Now, do you have any questions for me with the wireless charger that I've got here?
How much did it cost you when you purchased it?
I think it was like $59.95 maybe. Belkin, it's a good brand. They're good ones. They're not like the cheapo, you know, just from Aldi or whatever.
Yeah, okay, yep. Yeah, I reckon I'm on
to that. Okay, so you've got to tell us now, once and for all, who is telling the truth? Who has the real item? Is it Stephen with the tech deck, or is it myself with the wireless charger? Who's got the real thing?
I reckon it's you've got the real thing,
Prevo.
You're our winner!
No way! No way!
You are a good lie detector. Stephen was just rolling around a little Carmex lip.
What gave me away? I thought that was watertight.
It was okay, but you don't know how many hours I've had to listen to those tech decks on the
bench.
There we go.
How am I meant to know we've got a tech deck expert on the line? Our producer's stitched me up here. This is ridiculous.
I love it. Congratulations. You got yourself $100 worth of meat, all thanks to Singo's.
Yeah, of course. Ease the cost of living. Check out the great weekly special at Singo's Butchery, Broadmeadow.
Congratulations, Karen. Have a good one.
New FMs. $20,000 side hustle.
Yeah, let's do it, Cravo. Let's get another Nova Castrian on New FM's payroll.
Oh, yeah.
Honorary employee, I guess. I reckon the highlight of my week this week has been meeting all our new team members.
I know. Yeah. There's so many. The team's growing so fast, and everyone's getting paid, and that's the goal.
And the more the merrier. So if you want to get involved in this game, make sure you register newfm.com.au. Once you've done that, all you got to do, listen for your name throughout the day. You hear it. You got 10 minutes to give us a call. You do that, you're hired. It's probably the easiest job interview you'll ever, ever have to do.
No, there's none of this, tell us about your strengths and weaknesses. None of that sort of gear.
What kind of fruit would you be if you were a fruit? No, none of these weird questions, right? Have you ever got that in an interview?
I've had all of that.
None of that. Super simple. Like we said, register newfm.com.au. Just like Kelly in Maryland did yesterday. So she's our current employee. She's on the payroll. $315 in her back pocket.
Already.
She's looking for 420 this morning for a Friday morning.
Who wouldn't be looking for 420 on a Friday morning? I know I sure would if I could.
Get your weekend party started early, of course. But we need to find a new employee, of course, to get on the payroll, Crevo. So, well, a chance to get on the payroll. So if you want a slice of the pie and you've registered and your name is Laura Scar from Rutherford. Laura Scar, give us a call. You're on the clock now. 4967-405 if you want to play and be involved in UFM's 20K side hustle.
You got 10 minutes to call up. 4967-4105 here on UFM.
And of course, at the moment, we're chasing our next employee, next member of the UFM family, all part of our 20K side hustle. If you want to become a member of the team, head to newfm.com.au to register. At the moment, though, the call is out for Laura Scar in Rutherford. You've got less than 2 minutes. Give us a call, 4967-4105, if you want a slice of that pie.
The Novos. What's the goss? UFM.
What's the goss now, though? Scott, what's new? What's up?
Mate, the Cozzy Lives is getting people down, but with the amount of international acts coming down under, you wouldn't think so, because everybody's coming and buying tickets galore.
Right.
Taylor Swift tickets are going on sale today for her new shows.
Exciting.
It's very, very exciting stuff. Paramore announced only a couple of days ago, or late last week, that they're coming down under in November. And news coming out today, Post Malone has dropped Australian tour dates also in November of this year.
Wow, that's soon as well.
That's a quick turnaround.
I'd love to see him.
It would be huge. He was only here not that long ago. He was touring believe it or not, he was the support act
for the Chili's.
Yeah, for the Chili's.
Yeah, I remember.
And by all accounts, he put on an absolutely exceptional show. There are a lot of people talking about Posty and asking questions about his well-being because he's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
He's, again, adapting to dad life, as he's said in a number of interviews, but he's also cut back on the ciggies. He's gone from smoking at one point 80 a day now only down to 45.
Wow. Oh, he's cut right back.
Well, that's
cut,
it.
He's hardly smoking at this point.
Added 15 years to his life.
Well, that's it. That's it.
That's ridiculous, isn't it? Wow.
But yes, the dates are dropped. The tour's called If Y'all Weren't Here, I'd Be Crying. The international tour date, it actually starts over in the US on the 8th of July. He's coming down under in November. Three dates are confirmed: Brisbane, Melbourne, and Sydney. That's according to one source. Another source, his website, is telling me that there's a couple of dates to be determined at areas like Canberra, the Goldie, Ballarat, and even in WA.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Watch this space. There could be more with Post Malone. Pre-sale is going on. The tickets are going on sale Tuesday, July 4. General sale is the 7th of July. So next week.
Can't wait for the ticket vendors to have a meltdown again.
It'll happen.
Absolutely blow up.
The website will not work. Be ready.
New FM's $20,000 Side Hustle.
All right, this is where we give people of Newcastle extra free money just for really just registering, doing nothing.
Sitting on their behinds. Yeah. Honestly, I'm a little bit jealous. Like, and to be fair, though, there's enough bludgers in this office. They fit right in.
Yeah.
You know?
So true.
And I included, probably at the top of that list.
Yeah, you know, between us, we're hardly working. We just chat.
But anyway, all you need to do to get involved, like Trevor said, is register in this competition, newfm.com.au. Once you've done that, listen out for your name. If you hear that, give us a call within 10 minutes on 4967405 and you get yourself free money, just as Kelly did yesterday in Maryland. Morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
How you feeling for your feel-good Friday?
Good. A bit nervous.
Well, I mean, yes, you're starting a new job, aren't you? So
yeah, that's right.
How would you rate your performance so far? A bit of a self-appraisal.
Pretty good. Probably the easiest job I've ever had, to be honest.
Oh, well, that's it. It's a good gig,
nice
isn't
work.
It?
Yeah, you're doing well. You're fitting right in. You know, building yourself up. It's doing well.
And, of course, $315 in the bank thus far.
Yes.
What are you going to do with it? Are you going to splurge it all this weekend?
Probably. I have no idea. I didn't even think I'd get this far, so.
Well, $315 in the bank, which is the good news. Unfortunately, though, there is some bad news, though, Kelly, because you have been knocked off. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Look, I'm pretty happy with the $315.
So, there we go. You know what? I like Kelly's attitude.
Well, that's it.
Happy with what she's got. It's good.
We've
it's
let go of a good employee there, unfortunately.
I know.
Big shoes to fill from Laura in Rutherford. Morning, Laura.
Hello. How you going?
Good. Now, like we said, you know, Kelly, one of the most loved employees in the building here. You're coming in and taking her job. What are you going to bring to the office?
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely nothing, and you don't need to.
Absolutely nothing.
That's the whole point of this. All you need to do is show up, and you've done it. But I tell you what.
I can do that.
You were so tight. Like, you just scraped through within the 10 minutes.
Excellent. Yeah, just made it.
Oh, there you go. That's it. That's the kind of attitude we like here. You clock in at 9, leave 10 on 5.
Exactly.
No overtime, David.
No, that's fine. Indeed.
$105 in the bank, Laura. Congratulations. Fingers crossed it grows throughout your Feel Good Friday and maybe even into next week.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Once again, you don't need to do anything. Just show up. Money's yours.
Well, you do have to register. So if you want to get involved, you want a slice of the pie, newfm.com.au is the place to go.
New FM.
The Novos. New FM. Feel Good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
And it is Feel Good Friday, Crevo, but a bit of a bittersweet Friday for myself, because it's the last day of Jones Boys on tour.
Yeah, so your brother's been visiting from the little town of Perth that you guys are from, out here.
Far from a little town.
Enjoying the big city over here in Newcastle.
Ridiculous.
He's been loving it, right?
He has been enjoying himself. Last night we went and did an escape room.
Yeah.
Escape reality, it's in town, like right in.
Yeah, I think I've done it before, actually. Pretty fun.
Yeah, it was good fun. So we enjoyed ourselves. He's certainly probably the more astute observer of the two of us, I'd say.
Better at all the problem solving. Oh, there's a key behind the photo and all that stuff.
Yeah, all that kind of gear he's really good at. So we enjoy it. It was just the two of us. It's always hard in a team of two. You know, the more brains you can have to pick these puzzles, the more chance you got of getting through. But we eventually did get through, so escape the escape room, if
in
you
time,
will.
In time, yeah.
In time's a relative term.
Right.
They gave us a bit of pity time at the end.
Did they?
But because, like, some of the puzzles are a bit finicky, you know, right. Like they're a bit temperamental. So we solved one and then it didn't work and we wasted time on that. And
you think, have you solved it?
Yeah, it's not working. So they gave us a bit of pity time. I think as well, they probably wouldn't have bothered if we weren't so close. But time ran out and we were only one puzzle away from getting out.
Right.
So they went, oh, we've seen on the, you know, the footage, you've gotten a bit unlucky through the cameras.
Right.
Have an extra 10.
Oh, that's good.
And we were like, yeah, no dramas, and then got out. So
Pretty fun.
Great
little activity, actually, if you want, you know, something for the kids to do, that sort of thing.
Well, school holiday starts, I think,
exactly.
Doesn't it? So there you go.
Make sure you get on that. Well, of course, one more thing to mention around school holidays.
Yeah.
A bunch of flights down in Sydney, like, cancelled and delayed and stuff this morning because of staff shortages. So if you are going away, just double-check your flight.
Yeah.
That's a little top tip, All right? Up next, though, a debate we're having about voice notes. This is where you get a text message of a voice memo rather than a text.
A written-out text, yeah.
Do you love them? Do you hate them? We'll chat more about that up next. New FM.
And, Creevo, I know it's Feel Good Friday, I know, but do you know what's really got me goat? Really got me goat at the moment, right?
What is that?
Is voice messages. Doing me skull in. Absolutely doing my head in. So, yesterday, my girlfriend's travelling from Broome back to Perth.
Yeah.
Where she lives, obviously. So, yep. She was visiting her family in Broome. She's caught a quick flight. And while she was, travelling and doing her bits and bobs, she sent me a voice memo, like a voice message.
Lovely.
2 and a bit minutes or something like that.
That's so nice. Your girlfriend sending you a nice romantic message so you can hear the sound of her voice. I bet she's got a nice voice, does she?
Yeah, well, she does, but so selfish. Go. Sending a voice message is so selfish. I can't believe you're actually for this.
Why is it selfish?
Does it not do your head in?
No, your girlfriend, right, you're doing long distance, still got a few more weeks of that before she moves over here, to the big smoke. She's giving you the gift of a little bit of her lovely voice, the dulcet tones of Siobhan.
Yeah, it's not a gift, though.
Hey, Stephen, how are you? Lovely to chat,
that sort of stuff. No, because the real issue here is, and maybe this does speak volumes to me in our relationship, you can't skim read a voice message, can you? It's so selfish. You've got to listen through the whole thing. Takes up so much time. And, like, people, when you write text, you, like, abbreviate naturally. Like, lots of words have text abbreviations which are, like, universally known, and you kind of, like, to save yourself time writing it, your word economy is normally pretty good. You shorten stuff down as much as you can.
You shouldn't word economy down your relationship, Stephen.
But in a voice message, people go on and on and ramble, say the same thing 2 or 3 times, and you just got to sit there and listen to it. And this is going to sound very, very rich coming from a radio presenter, but how much have you got to love the sound of your own voice to send some voice messages, right?
Couldn't have been richer from a richer person. Richie McRich over here.
All right.
Your richest gravy. This is what I'd say in response to that. Because you're obviously way anti the voice memo.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's selfish. That's what I think it is. It saves the person who sends the message time, but it costs the person who receives it time. So, therefore, you value your time more than the person you're sending a message to. That's how I see it.
A problem passed on is a problem solved. That's what I always say. Right? If you... Like, voice memos are the way of the future. They are the way of the future. All this texting, text and all that stuff is of the past. Tick, 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 tick. You're typing away for ages. Just say it. And then they listen and it's done. The problem's done. It's closer to a conversation as well. And you know what? As humans, we're not having enough conversations. Communication is breaking down out there in the world. Voice memos are actually... Voice notes are great. I'm going to stand here and defend the voice note. I think it's excellent.
Well, I think you're on a lonely island. I think there'd be you and population of you and Siobhan pretty much on this island. That'd be it, because it's absolutely ridiculous. But obviously at Loggerheads in studio, so let's try and, I guess, get a resolution to this problem. We'll open up the phones, 4967405, of course. Got a poll on our Instagram as well, @thenovos_ on Instagram. So go check that out, get involved, and of course, give the show a call. If you do so, we've got a test drive for Snow Time in the Garden, for Hunter Valley Gardens tomorrow.
Yep.
So if you want a family pass to get to that, 4967405, I guess it's just a hate or hate.
Yeah, do you love voice notes like me? You think that's the future of conversation, or you think they're terrible and a waste of time?
Just selfish. That's what it is. They're really selfish.
You want to shorten down your relationships like Stephen does. That's his perspective. We'll get your calls on the NX 4967 4105 New FM and sun ahead for the all-important weekend as well.
Oh, what we love to hear. What we don't love to hear, Crevo, is you and I, we're good mates, but sometimes
we disagree.
Yeah, we have bitter arguments. I suppose, and one's come up this morning about voice messages. So instead of, you know, writing out, texting out a typical message, some lazy people in this world decide that it's more convenient to talk to their phone and send a voice message that way, which is just so selfish.
Your lovely girlfriend, Siobhan, I've never met her, but I assume she's lovely.
She's lovely, yes.
She sent you a thoughtful voice memo, and Stephen's over here, yawn, I had to wait for all of 2 minutes. to listen through the whole thing. Yap, giving it all that.
Can't live with him, can't live without him. It's not a thoughtful voice message. It was like Daytona 500. Just going round and round and round in circles. And that's what I'm saying. When you send a text, you normally, there's such well-known, like universally accepted text abbreviations, which make reading and sending text a lot quicker than someone who's talking to a phone. And when you talk, you embellish it a little bit, you flesh out the story, and you can't skim read a voice message. So while it might save you time as the person sending a voice message, it just takes the person receiving it that much more time, which is selfish.
Okay, well, that's what you think. I think it's nice that Siobhan, your girlfriend, wants to send you something nice, all right? Anyway, let's go to the phones to decide this once and for all. Dan in Broadmeadow, first of all, how are you?
Yeah, guys, mate, I'm all for the voice messaging.
How good is it, right?
Think of it, like, just sort of another reason then. One, you said Siobhan was driving back, so texting would be illegal anyway.
Yeah, that's right. So she's helping out there as well, keeping her licence.
And the other thing is, with a text message, you read that as how you feel. But if you get a voice message, you can hear it in their voice how they feel.
Tone. Oh. Now, the all-important tone. He's brought up an excellent point I hadn't even thought of. Thanks, Dan in Broadmeadow. That's fair. And more useful ammo.
That's hard to argue against, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, going to need to get some help. Let's go next to Lee in Stockton. Morning, Lee.
Hello. How you doing?
Very well. How's yourself on your Friday morning?
I'm freezing.
Yeah, it's like that, isn't it? Right around the hunter. Now, tell us, what are your thoughts on voice messages?
I'm sorry. I would break up with your girlfriend if I got a two-minute voice
text. It's just a punish, isn't it? It's so annoying.
Oh, it's terrible. It's just, you've just got to listen to the whole lot. If I wanted to hear the voice, I would call them.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's just taken up...
Live in the same place as all the voicemail messages that I haven't listened to.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it lives in junk. That's what it does. It gets deleted. And you can't skim read it. It takes up so much of your time. Lee's onto something there.
Another non-romantic in the mix. Don't frame it like that.
Well, we're at one apiece.
That's right. Let's do a tiebreaker, shall we?
Let's wrap it up. Let's go to Maitland. Emma's on the line. Morning, Emma.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. How's yourself?
Good, thanks.
Now, you've got the all-important vote. We're one apiece. We need someone to settle this debate. What do you think of voice notes, voice messages?
I send voice messages all the time.
Yeah, thank you. Some common sense. You know what? It's good to hear somebody that's not against love, that's not against tone.
That'll do. Someone turn his mic off. Yes. How are these messages received normally, Emma? How are they normally received? Are they received, you know, like, begrudgingly, or do people enjoy your voice messages?
Well, they're very quick. I don't waffle on for ages. If I have a message that needs to get there quickly, I've got 2 kids and I'm busy, I'll just send it.
There you go. Emma's just a hard-working mum, just doing multitasking. She's got a frying pan in one hand, cooking sausages. Yep. She's got a kid in the other hand. She's voice memo across the room using Siri. Genius.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. It's just quicker that way. As long as the message get there, it doesn't matter how.
And your time's more valuable than mine, is it, Emma?
Yeah, sorry? It is.
Your time's more valuable than mine, is it?
I can't hear you probably.
Yeah. Oh, that old chestnut. Well, I can't believe that. That's ridiculous. Anyway, let's reward Emma, I suppose. She's got the kids. She's on the go. Let's get her to snow time in the gardens, of course. We've got our test drive tomorrow. We'll send you with a family pass, hey, Emma?
Oh,
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're off to Snowtime in the Garden. It's going to be a great weekend.
Love how she heard me fine then. Heard me fine for the prize. No dramas. Yeah, no problems with the line then.
Don't listen to Stephen. He's a cheeky boy. He's just being cheeky.
That's ridiculous.
Naughty, very naughty boy he is. That's us done for today. Have a great weekend, everyone. And
you'll be at the Gardens tomorrow.
Yeah, if you're coming along to Snowtime for our test drive, look forward to seeing you there. Everyone else, we'll catch you Monday.
We'll see you Monday.
Bye.